Good morning. This is KDNK, Carbondale, Colorado. Thanks for listening on this Friday, February 24th. Snowpack in the Roaring Fork watershed is at 154% of the norm for this time of year, says the Roaring Fork Conservancy. Snowpack is reported in inches of what's called snow water equivalent rather than depth. Now NASA has launched a new project to pioneer technologies to measure snowpack. KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
The project is called SnowX and is expected to last 5 years. Data gathering for year one is taking place in Grand Mesa and in southwestern Colorado. NASA's Charles Gatebe leads the research team. He says snow measurement is crucial to understanding water sources for much of the world's population, including large parts of the U.S.
In the western United States, nearly three-quarters of the annual stream flow that provides the water supply arrives at spring and summer melt from the mounting snowpacks.
The project focuses on using remote sensor technologies from aircraft and on-the-ground data to find a combination of tools that works best to measure snowpack. Over 100 researchers from around the world are involved. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
The first of three trials of defendants involved in the 2014 standoff between Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and the Bureau of Land Management began in Las Vegas, Nevada, on February 6th. High Country News Associate Editor Tay Wiles has been covering this second high-profile Bundy case that sheds light on a public lands conflict that's been going on for over a century. For this week's News Brief, KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh spoke with Wiles to find out more.
Talk about the mood. I mean, since the others were acquitted for last year's occupation of Malheur Wildlife Refuge, what's the mood at this trial?
The mood is pretty cautious, especially on the side of the prosecutors of the government. I think that people are a lot more cautious now that the defendants in Oregon were acquitted, not really knowing exactly what to expect this trial and really wanting to have all their ducks in a row on the prosecution side. On the defendant side, sitting in a courtroom, it's interesting watching the six defense attorneys. Several of them seem to be pretty confident in their case and definitely having taken some courage from what happened in Oregon. Yeah, so it's interesting to watch the two sides in the courtroom.
Who's on trial and what for?
Yeah, this is the first of three trials that are related to the 2014 standoff between cattle rancher Cliven Bundy in Clark County, Nevada, and the Bureau of Land Management. The BLM was trying to fulfill a court order to impound and to round up Bundy's cattle because they were illegally grazing on public lands. He put out a call for support to stop that, and hundreds of people showed up from around the country and had a confrontation in which no shots were fired, but a confrontation with the federal government. The federal government released the cattle and abandoned that operation. So these three trials are related to that. This first one is just six defendants who are considered low-level defendants who weren't necessarily leaders in creating the standoff. The second trial is Cliven Bundy and several others, including two of his sons, Ammon and Ryan Bundy. And then the third trial will be who are considered sort of mid-level defendants who are also involved in confronting the federal government.
All 17 defendants face identical charges: conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, conspiracy to impede and injure a federal law enforcement officer. There's also assault, threatening an officer, use and carry of a firearm, obstruction of justice, extortion. So it sounds like there's a wide range of offenses so that the defendants couldn't be acquitted on one offense.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Nevada told me that they had dismissed one count of conspiracy to impede or injure a federal officer. And then also the 17 defendants face varying counts, although the charges are the same. Some of the higher level defendants face more counts of those charges. I could only imagine that the prosecution wants to have a wide range to make sure that they are convicted of at least some, and they don't get the same result as in Oregon, in which they were acquitted of all.
Right. You wrote that the trials are about much more than trespassing cows. What do you mean by that?
It's interesting to keep in mind that a lot of people see these trials and these events as representing a much larger sort of culture war in Western states that has been going on for many decades, in which there are people who do not believe that the federal government really has a place here. That's sort of Cliven Bundy's stance, or at the very least that they overreach in how they manage natural resources and public lands. It's an ongoing conversation, of course, for us here in the West, and I think a lot of people see these trials as a major nexus for that conversation. It's also an interesting trial because it represents a larger movement that's not necessarily tied to the Sagebrush Rebellion or natural resource management, but one that we call the Patriot Movement now that sort of really took off around 2008, around Obama's inauguration, in which there were a lot more patriot groups and militia groups that sprung up. And so this trial also pulls in that movement because those were the types of people who came to Cliven Bundy's aid when he put the call out. So it represents these much larger movements in this country.
Have you noticed a shift in the patriot movement since the 2016 election, since Donald Trump took office?
I think what I've noticed in my conversations with people since then is a greater confidence and a greater ease, and there seems to be a feeling that there are many other people like them, that, you know, they're not necessarily alone in their beliefs. But I don't know, I think it's an interesting question because I do wonder now that President Barack Obama isn't in office, that's sort of like enemy number one for some patriot groups or militia groups, and now that he's no longer there, I do wonder how that will impact those patriot movements.
Tay Wiles, you've been covering the Bundy situation on and off since the onset. What thoughts come up for you as you, you know, maybe are flying or driving out to Vegas to cover the trial, or, you know, as you're covering this?
It really does make me think about the growing dissatisfaction and the ongoing frustration with federal land agencies in the West as those agencies continue to take their cues from shifting American values towards conservation, and as they manage more towards conservation, there is a very vocal group of people who are unhappy about those management decisions, and these trials give us a sense and give us a snapshot into that world. So that's one thing that it really illuminates for me. It also, I mean, the acquittal in Oregon, I think, really does give off the impression or send the message that it's okay to threaten federal officers or threaten people, intimidate people, obstruct them from doing their jobs on these issues, that the issues of federal overreach and natural resource management are so pressing that it's okay to threaten those federal staffers. It sort of gives off that impression. So it really sends the message to me that, I mean, we may be sort of coming to a head in a new way with these issues. One other thing I'll say that I think about when I'm covering these issues is social media and alternative media that people engage in on the internet really is having an impact on these age-old natural resource battles in the American West, because a lot of the evidence that's being laid out in these trials is social media and alternative media from blogs and things like that. And the reason why a lot of these defendants actually got in their vehicles and drove to Nevada or drove to Oregon to support the Bundys was because they saw what they thought were shocking images that were pulled out of context in a lot of cases. You know, that has a big impact on local issues and natural resource issues in the West.
Tay Wiles, Associate Editor for High Country News, thanks very much for covering these important trials and for talking to me today.
Thanks for having me.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
Thank you, Amy. You can find Tay Wiles' stories on Cliven Bundy, the standoff, the occupation, and more at hcn.org.